My name is Marta Butrac. I'm calling from PBS NewsHour. Am I talking to Iva Buljević?
Yes, you are.
I was wondering if you could spare some of your free time to answer a couple of questions regarding you winning the American Idol.
Of course, I'd love to.
Thank you, great. Over the past few months, you've become the main subject of every conversation and your name was featured on national television a couple of times. It's no wonder you become a role model for such a big number of young people. I'm quite amazed by your singing myself.
Oh, thank you.
So, in the beginning, everything must have been so new to you, getting recognized on the streets, different lifestyle. How did you get used to it?
In the beginning, it was really hard to get used to it, but as we kept progressing, I got used to it eventually.
Uh-huh, interesting. And tell me, did the auditions cost you anything?
Actually, the auditions don't cost you anything, but if you live abroad, it can cost you a great deal of money getting to the States and staying in hotels.
Mm-hmm. And when you first auditioned, you knew that you had to leave an impact on the judges. How did you choose the right song?
I sang the song Girls, Girls, Boys by Panic at the Disco. I chose the song not because I liked it, but because it has a nice ring to it and it has a positive message. And I thought it showed off my singing skills up to the point that I can get a pass.
And what do you think is the message of the song?
The message of the song would have to be that you are free to be yourself and express yourself in any way you want and not the way society wants you to.
Hmm, that's nice. It seems to me that you're pretty confident. When you first auditioned and passed the first qualifications, did you ever imagine winning the whole competition?
No, not at first. I wasn't really confident in the beginning, but as I kept getting to the semifinals and closer to the finals, I kept thinking that I could really win.
Mm-hmm. Were there any rivals on the journey?
Of course, there were rivals. I mean, after all, it's a competition. But we all had great singing skills, and it was only the question of who would audience like the most, and it happened to be me.
Apart from making rivals, did you make any friends?
Yes, I made friends. I was there with, 100 other people, so I had to make friends. And also it helped me not to learn things about other people, but to learn things about myself.
Mm, really? And what did you do with the money, with the prize?
So I donated a third of the money to an orphanage. With the other third, I paid for my sister's dream college because I knew she wanted to get in really badly, but she never thought she could pay for it herself. And the third, I kept in a bank.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a message for young singers?
My message would have to be, if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you.
That's a really nice message. Okay, thank you, Iva. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for your time, and I hope we'll hear from you more in the future.